Hi, welcome back to Let's Talk Shit. I am your host, Alexis Jenkins. Today is Saturday, May 15th, and this will be uploaded for tomorrow, May 16th. Guys, okay, so where I'm from, like the city I'm from, the weather has been so beautiful, and it makes me so excited for summer. Like, I love warm weather. I love just being outside. I love going swimming. I love all of it. I don't even care who it's with. Like, in summertime, I'm so much nicer to everybody. I'll be friends with everybody, you know? So I'm really excited for that. And last summer, I got a bunch of bathing suits, so I don't need to go shopping again. I'm clutch, you know? It's going to be good, and I really hope that it stays warm. Today was, like, 78 out. And I even put sunscreen on just to take out my dog, literally. Like, I'm not even kidding. Also, speaking of my dog, today she was, like, whining, and lately she's been walking upstairs by herself. So usually, like, she's not allowed upstairs by herself. Like, we have to call her up. But the other day, like, I was downstairs with my Nana, and I was like, where's the dog? And then she usually sits on the landing of the bottom of the stairs. And I go upstairs and my door's open and she's in there just laying in my room. And I'm like, what the heck? And she's been doing it for the past four or five days, just walking upstairs by herself, like not even like being called or anything. And I'm like, this is weird. She's acting like a teenager. Like, she comes down to eat and then she goes up back to her room. Like, she's acting like me. But okay, I wanted to talk about something. So I know that, like, my Instagram is public now. It didn't used to be, and, like, whatever. But on your other social medias, like, how private are you guys? Like, for Twitter, for example, I don't have the same username as I do on Instagram. But, like, my picture's there. It's public. I don't tweet anything. I really just retweet. For TikTok, I have a completely different username. It's private. And I don't have the link to, like, anything on my TikTok. If I do, actually, let me go see. I don't think I do. If I do, that's gross. No, I don't. I don't have a link to anything. So, like, do you guys talk shit to people, like, crazy shit to people on, like, your more private platforms? Since, like, you're kind of, like, anonymous. Like, no one's gonna be able, like, with my username on TikTok, no one's gonna be able to go in and find my Instagram. You know what I mean? So, it's like, do I dare say something bold? Like, even if it was my name, I say some bold shit. Like, it's so funny. Like, this one time, my friends, I put this in my private story on my Snapchat. My friends thought it was so funny. But this cute guy that I follow on TikTok, he posted a TikTok where it was like, let's be mutuals. And it's like, my name, my age, my favorite, like that. And everyone was, like, complimenting his looks and, like, you know, being, oh, let's be mutuals. Like, I'm a Gemini, too. Like, ooh, whatever, right? I have a thing for Geminis. It's sad. It's very sad. But anyways, so, what's it called? So, I was like, okay, how am I gonna up-top these girls so he notices me more? And I always tell my friends, if you see me being thirsty in a guy's comments, do not acknowledge me. Don't act like I'm your friend. Don't like my comment. Don't say nothing to me. Just let me be me by myself, right? And so I commented, and I said, I will fight bitches for this man. Because off rip, I thought it was funny in my head. And, you know, I'm like, I'll just say this. You know, people have said some, like, grody shit compared to that. Like, that's tame, right? And I was the only comment he liked, and he replied, he was like, this energy. I was like, okay, honey, slide through, hit me with the follow back, like, come on now, I know you want me. Oh, I just think it's so funny, my friends are always like, how do you get them to reply to you? I'm like, you just gotta, like, send it, bro, you have to be bold, like, that's really it. But, like, do you guys, like, other than, like, hitting on people or whatever, like, calling girls pretty or, like, making friends, like, do you, like, talk shit to people when they're, like, I argue with people, but, like, to a certain extent, like, if it's about something, like, you know, worth arguing for or whatever, but, like, do you guys get, like, rude? Do you get, like, disrespectful? Because I know that, like, my one friend, I don't want to say her name because obviously, like, her TikTok, like, you would see it and you would not be able to know who it is, like, who, like, whatever, right? She's private. Her name doesn't even, like, her username doesn't even have her name in it. Like, her picture is just a meme, right? So, like, she says some, like, disrespectful stuff on there because she's like, no one's going to know it's me. And I'm just like, I wonder if, like, other people do that. Or, like, do you have two accounts where, like, it's your main account that, like, you post on it and your friends follow it, and then you have one that you just, like, talk shit on? That's actually kind of smart, if I was thinking about doing that. That'd be kind of smart. Wow. I need to stop giving myself ideas. I always joke that I'm a bully. I'm not, like, at all. I'm a very nice person. I'm just, like, very, like, blunt, like, upfront. Like, if I don't like you, like, I'm not going to pretend to be your friend. I'm not going to pretend to be nice. Like, I'm always civil with people and stuff like that. So people always misconstrue that for being mean. But, like, I'm not rude. Well, I mean when I don't like people. Like, that's different, though. Like, you know? Not, you know, yeah, I'm not going to explain myself. But anyway, so I always joke that I'm a bully, right? And I just, that's actually a good idea if I want to, like, live out my bully, my persona. Would it be persona? Yeah, persona. And, like, make another account. But, oh, that reminds me. So, I've said this before, but, like, I have always hated school. Like, high school, I hated grade school. I'm just not a school girl. Like, I hate it, right? And I remember this one time at high school, I was in grade 9, and I just, like, or no, yeah, grade 9 or 10, because I went to a different high school, grade 9, and then I went to, like, my high school, grade 10 to 12. But anyway, so I came home, and I was like, ugh, and my grandma was like, how was your day? And I was like, not good, just because I hate school. She goes, why? And I was like, because, like, I just didn't have a good day. And she's like, honey, like, she always asks me this. She goes, honey, are, like, is there something at school that's bothering you? And I just always go, no, man, like, I'm fine, I just don't like school, like, I don't want to go, it's stupid, like, whatever, right? One day, I come home, and I had, like, the worst day, right? And so I was like, ugh, I know she's gonna ask, whatever. So I sit down, I'm like, yeah, my day was trash, and she's like, why? And I was like, it's just really bad, like, I just didn't have a good day. And then she's like, she looked at me, she, like, put her hand on my knee, and she was like, honey, like, please tell me, like, is someone at school bothering you? I go, Nana. She was like, what? I was like, I am the bully. Nobody's bothering me. And then she stopped asking me after that. Like, if people were bothering me, she asked about my day all the time. I love that lady. Ugh. Ugh. I just love her so much. She's so cute. Anyone that, like, sees my Nana, hears my Nana, or, like, meets her, they're like, oh, my God, she's so cute. I'm like, yeah, it's an app. She's a monster. I always say that about her. It's so fun. She knows, though. So, like, this is no secret. I'm like, yeah, she's a monster. It's an act. Just because you're here. But there's this, actually, speaking of my Nana, hi Nana, I know you're listening to this, so shout out to you, cutie pie, sugar gumdrop, candy cane, pumpkin pie. But there's this one, like, mom on TikTok that, like, doesn't have rules for her kids. She has boundaries, and, like, she has apparently, like, really well-behaved kids and all this other stuff. And I'm like, yeah, it's a cool way to parent, but it, like, I don't know, I wouldn't do it, you know? Like, I feel like you need to have rules and then, like, bound. Like, you can have rules and boundaries. I feel like they kind of go hand in hand. But, like, I don't know. So, anyway, so then this lady, like, made a TikTok the other day. She was like, what one of these three, like, would you rather have with your parents if it applies? And it was, like, your parents being less strict, your parents being more open to your opinions, or, like, better communication, and then, like, something else, right? And then I was just, like, I was thinking, like, bro. I realized that, like, how easy my grandparents raised us, me and my siblings, how easy we had it, like, with them, rule-wise, you know. Like, I've never been grounded before. I've had, like, my phone taken away for, like, maybe an hour, like, but, like, I have never, ever been actually grounded. Like, I know what grounding is, like, oh, no TV, no friends, blah, blah. Like, I think the only, like, this wasn't even grounding. It was just, like, you know, like, if we were, like, sick and we didn't go to school, we weren't allowed to go out after school. Like, if this girl I used to be friends with in high school, like, if I didn't go to school and she's like, hey, you want to go, like, to dinner, you want to hang out, I wouldn't be able to hang out with her because I didn't go to school. It's like, how are you too sick to go to school where you sit at a desk all day, but you're not too sick to go hang out with friends, you know? What's another thing? Like, I don't even know, like, they were never, like, they were strict because, like, you know, we respect them and, like, their rules and stuff. Like, we had rules. We had curfews. Well, I was really young, but now I have, like, when I was like 16, I got a curfew because like 15 I wasn't really going out. Like 16 is when I started going out and like hanging out with friends later. And so my curfew was like 10, and then it was 11, and then it went to like 1 p.m. Like she just completely skipped 12, and then I moved away. No, before I even moved away, so my grade 12 year, I no longer had a curfew. I just had to be home at 11 or 11:30 to take out my dog, and then I could go out again. Like, I didn't have a curfew. I just, like, you know, had to let her know what time roughly I was coming home. Like, don't wake her up if she's sleeping. Make sure I lock the door or let her know that I'm staying out. Like, I'm sleeping at a friend's house, right? And then I moved away. And I had my own curfew, and then I came back, and it's still the same thing. It's like, I like it. Like, I think it's only like that just because, like, we're so respectful, and I know, like, I'm not to push my grandma's limits, right? But it's also that she trusts us. Like, we've never done, like, my siblings and I have never done anything stupid where she couldn't trust us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how else to explain that. Like, we've never, like, if we were late on curfew, we went to her and be like, hey, we're a little bit late, or we called her ahead of time. Like, you know, we were never like, oh, just screw it, I'll just tell her later. Like, that was never, like, a thing with us. Or, like, we've never, that she knows of or that I know of. None of us have ever snuck out before. I'm not going to disclose that on the internet if I have, because she listens to these. So I love you, Lana. You're my bestie. Anyways, oh, speaking of besties, that was such a random, I don't even know how I got on that topic, but I'm just glad that I didn't have strict parents growing up. That's essentially the moral of the story. Speaking of besties, though, so one of my best friends, Jillian, she's at digital.g with four or five eyes, and she made my new cover art because she loves, like, she has her own, like, little business where, like, she does faceless, like, drawings, animation, not animations, I think it's just drawings, like, iPad sketches, like, you know, of people, like, for commission and stuff. But she was like, hey, I'll make you one, like, for your thing, and I was like, oh my god, yes. And so she took one of my photos on Instagram, and, like, she, if you see the photo, she literally drew my iPad stickers and my phone stickers to a T. I literally was so blown away by it. I was like, dude, you're so talented, like, the fact that, like, Eve, like, I don't even know, bro. And then the cute little Let's Talk Shit in the corner, like, oh, I loved it, all the colors, too, oh my god, I was so thankful. And I, like, it completely, like, it completely went over my head, I don't know what other term to use, last episode, I put her in the, like, the bio, because I realized after, but when I'm recording these, I don't see the, what is that called? I don't see my little dashboard. No, what is it called? My cover art, sorry. And when I was done recording and editing and I was about to upload, I saw it, I was like, oh, I forgot to, like, verbally thank her and, like, say it to whatever. So I'm saying it now. Thank you, Jillian. I really appreciate you, and I love it. It's actually sick. Like, when she showed it to me, I was like, bro, I'm changing it immediately. She's like, you sure you like it? Like, let me know if you don't like it. Like, I won't be offended. I'm like, bro, no, I love it, and it's staying, like, until we can top it somehow one day, like, you know. And her little, like, signatures in the bottom, I want her to make it, like, bigger and darker, but, like, whatever, she just didn't write, which is fine. But her credit, it was in the last episode, and again here, so it's at digital.g with either four or five eyes, so it's, yeah. Oh, I just choked on air, if you heard that. But, what else has been up? Like, I feel like this is also going to be a super short episode just because, like, nothing's going on. Like, I started school, but, like, I started two of my four classes, and I don't have, like, as of right now, I don't have any live classes. So I'm just breezing. Like, so far, so, like, what is it? What is the term? Like, I'm really, like, I'm not all here today, obviously. What is the term? I'm breezing through it. I'm cruising. I don't know. Oh, okay. So, the other day, my cousin was here. My cousin Reese was here. And I was watching her, whatever. And we had a sleepover. She's 13. So, I was just babysitting her. But she slept here. And we went to the store. And we got treats. Like, chips and pops and drinks and stuff. First of all, I don't know if they have in the States, but the, what is that called? Wow, I'm struggling today. It is the Watermelon Mountain Dew. Oh my god, it is so good. It tastes like Mountain Dew off hit, like off rip, like it's so good. And then the aftertaste tastes like watermelon. And I'm like, oh, you are delicious. Because I love the Baja Blast. I love the blue, whatever one that is in slushy form. Like, it's so good. And then I love just regular Mountain Dew. Like, it's all delicious. And then I saw they had watermelon, so I was like, let me get this. And then we got chips. And we got the Chester's Corn Twist Flamin' Hot ones. They're not the Cheetos. They're, like, the twist, but they're puffs, right? Like, they look like the crunchy Cheetos, but they're puffs. It's weird. But anyways, I've never really liked the Flamin' Hot, but we got it anyways because we wanted Takis, but they didn't have any at the corner store we went to. And, so I was eating it, and I remember that, like, some people eat, like, Takis and Flamin' Hot Cheetos with, like, lemon juice and lime juice. So I got lemon juice, and I was, like, eating it with it, and I was, like, it was pretty good. Like, I liked it, but not for me, really. But there's this one thing. Oh, my God. Okay, so I don't know what chamois tastes like. None of it. But there are these women on TikTok. There's, like, three different, like, brands I follow, and they make, like, the chamoy chili, like, candies, like covered candies, right? And the one that I wanted to order from, because they had like the covered gushers, and I love gushers, they don't ship to Canada, they just ship to the US, so I was really like upset. And it was so cheap too, and they have a whole like candy store. Like, I could order more than just like the ones that they mix themselves. Like, I could order like actual Mexican candies, all that stuff. Like, oh my god, it all looks so good. But then I was like, no, I follow another one, and I'm pretty sure they ship worldwide. I found them. But their prices are so much higher because it's not just, like, the mini candies. Where, like, the one that just ships to the States is, like, the candies themselves. Like, you get four of them, but they're small. Like, they're smaller candies, so, like, they're $1.50. Like, all their candy, all of the regular candy doesn't go past, like, $4. And then, like, the ones they mix themselves are, like, $6, $7, right? But then this place, it's just the mixed candies and then, like, the chamoy and chili sauces that they make themselves, right? And I want it so bad. You can get different, like, ounces, and oh my god, I want it so bad. But it's, like, with the shipping, like, international shipping was, like, $20 extra. And then it came up to, like, $60. And I was like, whoo! I know that converted to Canadian dollars is gonna cost me hefty. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we'll chill. Maybe we'll wait and we won't get it. But it's on my bucket list and I want to try it so bad. Duh. It looks so good. If you have not seen any of them, look up Chili Babe. It's like C-H-I-L-E, Babe Candies, whatever it is, on TikTok. I forget the name of the one that, like, I'm going to actually buy from because they ship to Canada. But if you look up Chili Babe, you'll see it. They, like, show videos of them making the candy and, like, packaging orders. And oh, my God, it looks so good! Ah! I, like, cannot wait. Before I get worked up about the candy again and then go on a sporadic spree and just buy it already, because that will not be good for my bank account. Okay, I keep losing, like, I keep, like, zoning out, and I don't know what I was going to talk about. Like, I just had, like, a topic in mind. Oh, let me know if you guys liked last week's podcast episode. Because I liked it, but I feel like it didn't go with what I usually talk about. Like, usually I just talk about, like, random stuff, and that was, I don't know what I'm saying. I just feel like it was not, like it was so, it wasn't so structured. Oh my god, it wasn't so structured, because I did talk about a second thing that was really, really structured, and I, like, read off something, but then I didn't end up wanting to talk about it, and so I literally deleted the whole clip, and I was like, you know what, we're not gonna do this, and I just, like, put the first part, but, and then I had to, and then I didn't even realize how short the episode was. And so the next morning, literally an hour before I was going to, like, schedule to upload, I was like, this is way too short. So I had to, like, record part of it in the morning and then, like, edit. So I was like, ugh. But what was I going to say? But, yeah, let me know if you guys like that, because maybe, like, once a month I can do, like, a spooky one. Because if you guys know me, I love scary stuff. I wish my birthday was Halloween. It is far away from, not far away from Halloween. I'm in October. My birthday is October 3rd. But I wish it was on Halloween. And also, okay, one thing I hate, let me just freaking backtrack. I hate people that only hit you up on your birthday so that you'll wish them a happy birthday. Or people that, like, see, or one thing that I actually hate more is people that you have, like, in the same, like, especially people that you have the same month in. Like, if we have a birthday on the same month, same day, even near each other, and you look at my stuff on my birthday and don't say shit, oh my god. It's different if, like, my birthday is in February and you see it and don't wish me happy birthday, or, like, whatever, and then your birthday's in October, right? So I'm like, okay, like, you probably forgot or whatever, right? It doesn't matter. But if my birthday's the 3rd and yours is the 10th, why? What? Bro, we are months. We are in the same month. Like, this is a different bond than you have with someone that's in November. Like, come on, bro. Wish me happy birthday. Sorry. I know. So I'm the only thing that's, like, kind of into me, I know it's only May. The fact that I am going to be 20 this year, and I don't like that. I don't like it. I want to be a teen forever. 19 is a perfect age. I can still do all legal things. You know, I can get married in every state. I can drink. Not in America, but every other country. You know, whatever. I can get a tattoo and buy lottery tickets, whatever. All that stuff, right? I can drive a car. Like, who cares, right? I don't want to be in my 20s. Oh, thinking of that gives me angina. I don't want to be, both my siblings are in their 20s. My sister's in her late 20s. My brother's in his middle 20s, like, early to middle 20s. Oh, God, no. No. They don't look miserable, but they're old. No, I'm kidding. They're not old. My sister, when she listens to this, she's going to kill me. Because the other episode where I said, oh, my God, if my sister turning 28 or 29, she's like, don't talk about my age. But, oh, I love my sister so much. And my brother, too. Eric, if you're even listening to this, I love you. Oh, that's another thing. I share them. Like, okay. So there's three of us, and my brother's in the middle. First of all, nobody cares about the middle child, and nobody cares about the boy. Nobody cares. And my brother knows that. Also, if you don't have siblings, this is a joke. It's kind of like you need to have siblings to understand. But anyways, so he knows this, right? I bully him all the time, even though I'm his younger sister, and he bullies me right back. It doesn't matter. Like, his birthday is... Oh, shoot. Let me not get this wrong. His birthday is the 18th? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, I got it right. Anyways, and I'm the 3rd, and I know I'm 5 years after him, but still, did we need to have the same month? Like, he doesn't even appreciate October as much as I do. October is the best month of the year. I love summer because I love sunshine and all that, but October is the best. It's like sweater weather, but still, like, not too cold. The leaves change in fall. The music, fall music, like, when I say fall music, it's, like, not, like, the weird indie music, but, like, the nice, soft indie music, like, you know, whatever. I have a playlist that is just filled with it, and I only listen to it in fall. But anyways, only in October, end of September. But anyways, so he doesn't appreciate it like I do, and I love Halloween. Halloween is my favorite thing. The moment that October starts, I am watching Halloween movies to the very end. Oh my god, if I could still dress up and go out and get candy, I would. I'm about to start pretending that I have kids so that I can, like, walk with them and be like, oh, sweetie, like, here, like, let's get your brother, like, his candy too, trick or treat. And, like, it's just really for me, you know what I mean? Like, oh, that's actually a really good idea. Oh, I just got my first COVID shot. Woo! My sister got hers. Her boyfriend got hers. My brother's fiance has her first one. She's going to get her second one soon because she is a nurse. My brother has his first one booked. My grandma has both of hers. Yay! But anyways, my arm is still sore and I got it Friday. I got it Friday or Thursday? Thursday, I think. I think I got it Thursday. I don't know. 13th, whatever the 13th was. I think that, I don't know. I don't even want to think about it. But anyways, it was so easy. My arm's still kind of sore, but, like, I feel good. And I'm just, like, really glad. It's, like, a step into the right direction, you know? But what was I saying? My brother doesn't appreciate October enough, so he needs to move his birthday to a different month. End of discussion. Eric, if you're listening to this, I need you, when you, like, get a new passport or something, I need you to go and switch your birthday from October to November, okay? Or do September, be a month early. I do not care. October should only be mine. Are you kidding me? Are you? Oh, I'm so irritated. I'm not even irritated. Thank God my brother is getting married in June and he's not like, oh, let's get married in October. Oh my God, I'd cry because then every year in October, people be like, oh, it's Eric and his wife's like anniversary. And I'm not going to say her name because, you know, whatever. And I'd be like, hello, guys, it's my birthday, please, like, pay attention. But also, my birthday is on Mean Girls Day, which is very suiting. If you know me in real life, that is very suiting. Not because I love the movie, but because I'm a mean girl. I'm just kidding, I love the movie. But I think that's literally all I'm going to talk about today. Like, there's nothing more I have to speak about, so I'm literally just going to be me rambling on longer than I already have. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I always have fun making these, and I will see you next week. Bye. Listen to this. I have a great aunt. Well, I had a great aunt. She died on my birthday when I was, like, turning 15. So there's, like, there's a whole cluster of people that are super sad on my birthday,